A person's history of infection with influenza is shown here. The first infection is with the strain of influenza virus that elicits a primary antibody response to viral epitopes A, B, C, and D. The next four infections are with viruses that successively lose the epitopes of the first virus while gaining new epitopes, as shown in the top row. In this particular individual, there's no primary antibody response to the new epitopes as they appear, because the memory B cells to the original epitopes have effectively controlled the virus by blocking the conserved epitopes until the loss of all A, B, C, and D epitopes. And the fifth infection with a virus that's lost A, B, C, and D, but has acquired the epitopes E, F, G, H, the virus is essentially perceived by the immune system of this individual as a new virus, which triggers a primary response. As you may recall, it takes time for the primary response to be effective, and hence during that time, the individual may experience flu symptoms.